Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
So you might have heard tell that Congress has decided to actually do a continuing resolution to end the year. That's the spending bill. That's the one that replaces the normal budgeting we're supposed to be doing, but apparently can't do anymore. And it's a short-term continuing resolution, or CR, short-term CR through December 20th. Now, for you math majors and calendar watchers, yes, that means that'll be after the election and during the lame duck session before the new year, which means we're going to have a new president, we're going to have a lot of new House members, going to have a lot of new senators, and we don't know what the balance of power is going to be. There's going to be another lame duck session CR fix, which means omnibus time, everybody. Everybody loves a good omnibus. Now, the problem with this, of course, is Speaker Johnson, when he got the job last year after they got rid of Kevin McCarthy, stood at the podium and said, "I am done with short-term CRs." That's on video. You can look it up right now. He said it, and it was a stupid thing to say because the way the House is currently constituted, this was probably the inevitable conclusion. He has a raucous caucus that he can't control. He was a consensus. We got to get somebody in their candidate in the first place. And everything the House GOP does is inevitably tied to Donald Trump and whatever whim strikes him at the moment. So especially in a presidential election year with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, this was probably inevitable. So now they've done the CR and the Senate's going to fast track it. And sometime here soon, they're going to be done with Congress until after the election. They're going to close up shop and go to the House. Not really the House. They got to go campaign, because the House is very much in doubt of who's going to control it, the Democrats or the Republicans. And then they'll come back and they'll pass an omnibus going into the next year. And then we'll start the cycle all over again. Congress is supposed to be doing the financial health of our country, but it's far more than that. It's not just the fact that they can't do things like balance budgets and regular funding and regular spending and just put through regular appropriations bills. Or as my friend Eric Garcia always explains, especially in the Senate, there's senators and then there's appropriators and there's two different things there. Here's the thing. Congress is at the heart of a lot of our political problems right now. Everybody's complaining about the Supreme Court over and over and again. And there's a lot to like, dislike, pick apart, argue about, and discuss in the Roberts Court of the Roberts era. But if there's a theme to the Roberts Court, it's actually not a political one. If you go through and read just about everything, the theme of the Roberts Court, according to Roberts and the court, is Congress ought to be handling this. Again and again and again in these Supreme Court rulings, you see them saying Congress is supposed to handle this. Congress should do this. Congress should do this. Congress ain't doing this. And thus we're forced to do X, Y, and Z. And we can argue all that some other time, but that's just the fact of the matter. What about the presidency? Well, the presidency has way overstepped executive authority in this country over and over again, and the Supreme Court's had to step in and knock them down once in a while. You know who else is supposed to be reining in the executive branch? Congress. They don't like to do that because right now you got Republicans trying to get a Republican presidential candidate in and a Democratic caucus that's trying to get a Democratic candidate in. And those things end up getting streamlined, tied together instead of being oversight and reflection and being a counterbalance. And you get what we got now, a hot mess. It's very interesting. If you look historically, there's usually been pretty healthy margins in the House, especially, and also in the Senate. But there'd be swings back and forth every now and then. Now, the Republicans lost the House for a long time. You go back, and then you remember Newt Gingrich era. Of course, that ended in a total disaster. And the Bill Clinton era, where you had Bill Clinton as president and Republican Congress, and they all worked together because Clinton was smart enough to look like, hey, they can do it. They can get all the blame. I'll take all the credit, and we'll go about our happy business. And that's what happened. Of course, until they impeached him for foibles. And then again, the Republicans can't really brag about that impeachment too much. They had to go through three speakers of the House just to get that done. And then they failed anyway. Fast forward to the modern era. It's almost become a habit now, whether it was Obama or Trump or Biden, you come into office, you get a little bit of a majority, and then you get like one major piece of legislation that you can throw through the Congress before it gets changed up during the midterm elections. I suspect that's about to happen again, but we'll see what happens. But Congress is at the root of a lot of this hot mess. There's a reason Article 1 of the Constitution is all about Congress. All legislative powers is supposed to be with the Congress, and all the power of the purse is supposed to go through Congress. So if you're going to complain about the financial situation in our country, you got to start with Congress. You want to talk about how bills are and are not getting passed, you got to talk about Congress. Now, that was a lot of runway to get airborne with the main point of what the problem with Congress is. Congress is also the branch of the federal government. We, you, me, voters, have the most control over. So if it's the hot mess of government, the blame really needs to start with us finding a mirror and trying to figure out why we tolerate this nonsense. Every member of the House of Representatives is up for election every 2 years. Functionally, what that means is they're really legislating for about 6 to 9 months, and then the rest of the time they're either getting settled in and jockeying for committee assignments and that sort of thing, or they're running for re-election. That cuts down on the time they're actually getting anything done. Now, we can argue about their term limits and things like that later. That's the reality of the thing. The entire House of Representatives every 2 years is up for votes. The Senate, roughly about a third of it every 2 years, since they have 6 year terms. So especially the House of Representatives, we have tremendous control over it. And yet, up until recent times, most of us, the voters, exercised very little control. Incumbency was a very powerful thing. Now, of course, that has built-in advantages electorally, and we can talk about gerrymandering and redistricting some other time, that once you get in power, you can start fiddling with it to try to maintain and keep that power. But there's also been big swings in population changes, and the Sun Belt has become much more powerful than the Rust Belt politically, and on and on go down the line. But the point to be made is Congress is representative part of our representative government. And if it's a hot mess, and it is, it's an embarrassing mess. We can't even pass budgets. We can't pass legislation. Everything is tied up to whatever's going viral at the moment. The Republican Congress of the last 2 years has been an utter embarrassment. They've gotten nothing of note accomplished whatsoever. They can't even get basic procedural votes to go through as of late. It's rather embarrassing if you actually paid attention to it, but most people don't, because the presidential election gets all the headlines. Congress, the Senate, the House of Representatives, this is something we should be paying a lot of attention for. And if we're going to have accountable government, it better start with us keeping those folks that we have the most direct accountability to by way of voting on them frequently. That's the only way you hold these people accountable. And we're not doing it. So before you complain about Congress, just understand that's the branch of government we have a whole lot of control over. And we are failing to exercise that control. And if you are enabling, then you got to take a little bit of the blame. All of us do. I do. You do. Congress is something that is very, very finicky and touchy. If we made more noise, if you used your social media for something other than just sending cat pictures to each other and screaming about DC, you can get a hold of a congressman pretty easily. You can get a hold of their office. You can stir them up a little bit. You can get your friends to start doing social media posts. Are you? Or do you only do that if you're politically active to toe the party line on whatever they want and your favorite candidate wants? See, those are two different things. Activity is not always accomplishment. Of course, the problem with our Congress right now is we're not getting activity or accomplishment. We're just getting a big, hot, steaming mess of embarrassment, and they're not doing anything. Now, gridlock may be better than what they would be doing, but this isn't the way it should work. The greatest experiment of a group of people self-governing in the history of the world, which is what America is, ought to be doing a whole lot better with that, or we deserve exactly what we get. We're getting it good and hard right now.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a creative content license from MonsterCat.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.